Hello and welcome back to the next episode in our very popular podcast here at Trading College. On this podcast, I want to quickly run through for you, because I don't want to keep you for too long, funded accounts and 5 points here that's going to help you be better at trading funded accounts, because we know they are very popular indeed. A lot of people fail and a lot of people pass. What's the difference between the passers and the failures? All right, now you're getting sucked into huge accounts here. You could have a $500,000 account or $1 million trading account. And that's a great goal to have, and that's a good thing to be heading for, or you know, trying to work towards. But why do so many people fail it? Okay, fail funded accounts. Well, it's not funded accounts, I don't think. It's just trading in general. People that don't take it seriously, people don't know that don't know what to do, people that don't have any management of risk, people that have no strategy are going to fail at trading, whether it's on a funded account or on a normal live account that they're using anyway. And they don't get the education, and they don't get mentored, and they don't get coached, full stop. All right, let's go through a few things here. And number one really is that the positives are that you can have a great size trading account. You can make some really nice money out of this. That's the positives. I mean, if you really want to do this. But first things first, people don't read the rules. We've had a few people, just asking about our funded account here at Stealth Trader, and they don't read the rules. The rules are on the page, the homepage, and they don't understand what the daily loss limit is. So, you know, this one is 5%. You know, you need to lose 5% to be hard breached. All right, so 5% of the account of 25K, once you're down that, you know, you're hard breached. Now, read the rules, guys. They're there on the page for you. And a lot of people don't read the rules. Get into the rules, honestly. I mean, I'm not a detailed person in particular. I'm a bigger picture thinker. But I will go in and read the rules of the funded account in detail. Get yourself in a coffee shop, headphones on, read the rules, go through them step by step. And the Q&A or the trading rules are on the websites of a lot of the funded accounts. So go through them, guys, because otherwise it's a little bit, you're sort of trying to do something that you don't understand, all right? So make sure you read the rules. And number two here, just double check your daily loss limit and your max trading drawdown. They're very important to understand, because as soon as you've breached that, that's it. Hard breach, you know, it's game over. You've got to go and pay. And I don't want you to go and pay for another audition fee. So we don't want that. Read the rules, get into the details, okay, of that. Number three here, watch out for inactivity as well, because you need to place one trade at least in 30 days, okay? And make sure that you keep your eye on that and place that trade, otherwise you're going to be hard breached on that as well. Now, number four here, you're still going to need a trading strategy from a chart. You're going to still need a reason to buy or sell. You're still going to need a reason to get in and out. You're still needing to become a trader here and understand the risks around it. So have your own trading strategy, of course, that you understand. Of course, we've got our Pro Tracks, we've got our Storyteller, we've got our own trading strategies here at Trading College. Number five here, I think we're on number five. Go fast or go slow to pass the audition. Now, if you're going to go fast, it's probably one trade all in, and you're going to try and get to that profit target that you need to get through to a live account. Some people will go fast, one trade all in, all right? And that works for a lot of people. The other way is to go slow. You know, you're doing 0.5% risk per day on trades and so on, and you're taking your time to get to that gain, all right? To get past the funded account requirements. So go fast or go slow. I've seen people do well on both. But when you get to a live account and it's real, your money now, and you're going to get that, gains, percentage gains, 90% percentage gains or whatever, it's well worth it to professionalize and get serious about this, because now you're actually trading with real money, which you can withdraw and put into your own personal account, which you can go and then buy yourself a nice holiday or whatever you want to do and get the freedom, whatever you want to do. So make sure, okay, that you do take it seriously, because, you know, I know it's only $250 or $200 for a 25k account or whatever it is, but it's still money. Take it seriously and do it right. Hope it helps, guys. Just a few points here on a quick, fast 5-minute podcast. Hope it helps. Speak to you soon.